There would be more now. The summer had been long and peaceful. North of here, the King's Road ran along the green fork of the Trident, through fertile valleys and green woodlands, past thriving towns and stout holdfasts and the castles of the River Lords. Catlin knew them all, the Blackwoods and the Brackens, ever enemies whose quarrels her father was obliged to settle. Lady Went, last of her line, who dwelt with her ghosts in the cavernous vaults of Harrenhal. Irascible Lord Frey, who had outlived seven wives and filled his twin castles with children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and bastards and grand-bastards as well. All of them were bannermen to the Tullys, their swords sworn to the service of Riverrun. Catlin wondered if that would be enough, if it came to war. Her father was the staunchest man who had ever lived, and she had no doubt that he would call his banners. But would the banners come? The Darrys and Rygers and Mutons had sworn oaths to Riverrun as well, yet they had fought with Rhaegar Targaryen on the Trident, while Lord Frey had arrived with his levies well after the battle was over, leaving some doubt as to which army he had planned to join. Theirs, he had assured the victors solemnly in the aftermath, but ever after, her father had called him the late Lord Frey. It must not come to war, Catlin thought fervently. They must not let it.